Welcome to That Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.
That Weekend Feeling is brought to you by The Weekend Post and The Daily Dispatch Weekend Edition. For details on stories, go to heraldlive.co.za and dispatchlive.co.za. That Weekend Feeling is recorded at the Radioactive Productions Publishing Studios in Newton Park, Gqeberha. Joining us on That Weekend Feeling today, Shafiq Abrahams. He has a serious pedigree when it comes to cricket. He played for the Proteas. He was a selector. He was convener of selectors for the under-19s. He ran the National High Performance Center. And as I said, he joins us on That Weekend Feeling today as we focus on what is turning out to be a pretty interesting series between India and South Africa. Shafiq, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Darren. All good, Ben. Your side?
Not too bad, thank you. And very intrigued by how this series against India is set up. It's a pity it's only over three matches. One all, and we're going into day four at Newlands with the Proteas needing about 111 runs. And is it seven or eight wickets in the bank?
Yeah, eight. We lost that last wicket, I think, in the last over last night. We didn't need that, but it's not going to be easy. I said to a few mates last night that, you know what, fourth innings in any test match, and we've proven it. To make it look easy in the other test match, but I think it's going to be a bit of a test today. And I just hope we can get over the line and just shut a few critics up.
A huge controversy, a controversial point yesterday, a LBW call against Proteas skipper Dean Elgar. He was given out, he reviewed, and despite everyone's thoughts that he was stone dead and out, it showed the DRS tracking showed that the ball was going over the stumps. He was given not out. In the wake of that, a number of Indian players, including captain Virat Kohli, spoke directly into the stump mic and made some unflattering comments about the Super Sport camera crew and just expressed their general dissatisfaction. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I've always been one of those who sometimes you think that that DRS, especially the ball tracking when it comes to LB, doesn't see the way you see it. And we just got to correct something. Super Sport cameras are not used for DRS. So what we see as it happens are cameras in a different angle to the DRS cameras. And that is why it's always different. Sometimes from our angle, it looks like it's out. And when DRS shows it, it shows a totally different angle because it's a couple of degrees that the angle has changed. So I think it's very unprofessional of the Indian, or it was unprofessional of all the Indian players who got themselves involved there. Super Sport's got nothing to do with that production. It's a different company that does DRS. So to me, it's almost looking for an excuse. They came here as this like overwhelming favorites, and they've been struggling, to be honest with you. So I just want to see what action is going to be taken against them, because that's really something that the authorities should take into account and actually act on it. And Virat's got away with a lot of it recently. And obviously, because he's the captain, there's other guys now jumping on the bandwagon as well. So from my side, it was very, it was very unprofessional just to even see that happening. I didn't hear what they said. I missed that actual, the live piece there. But to me, if a decision's there, you've got to just accept it. It's like any other umpiring decision. You've got to just accept it and move on.
Shafiq, do you anticipate that there will be any action taken against them? Many people are skeptical due to the power of the Indian Cricket Board when it comes to the ICC matters.
I hope so, because that to me is, again, then going to show weakness when it comes to ICC and obviously how they deal with India and the stuff that they do. So for me, it's like it's totally unacceptable, and people should be taken to task. I mean, they've had a full go at the broadcaster, which is not part of the whole DRS system. So it just shows you how ill-informed they are. And it was just, I think they were just so under pressure because we were doing well at that time. And I mean, we've got a few rough decisions against us over the years, but you just accept those. It's part of the game. And DRS is actually there to get rid of the howlers, the absolute blatant mistakes that umpires make, because they're also only human. But we can't control what a program like DRS does and spits out. It's like very ill-informed, I think, from especially a national captain like Virat, and he's obviously incited a few people on social media, especially Indian supporters. Now they all think that we've actually been putting them under pressure, and they've been done in. which I don't think it's been. We've actually probably had a few more decisions, especially in this Test series, go against us than for us.
The overall Protea performance so far in the series, you satisfied?
I think no one's given us a chance, and especially locally, our own people hasn't given us a chance. We've gone into the Test series, but it's a very young, inexperienced side. We've given a lot of guys opportunities. I have to mention our boy here, Mark Janssen. Everyone was like surprised when he got a call up, and except us here at the Warriors, that we knew what he was capable of. And that is what excites me about this team is there's new young guys that came in. Keegan Peterson came in, Marco Janssen, and they've now stepped up. You can't pick the side without them now if you look going forward. They bring a different dynamic. Technically, Keegan Peterson, probably one of the better batsmen in the country, scored a lot of runs. Janssen gives you the left-arm option and he can bat. So to me, that excitement of a young team that no one really internationally knew about has stepped up against one of the powerhouses in world cricket, and we've given them a proper run for their money here. And to me, I just hope we can go over the line today and put that, get that straight and make sure that we walk away with victors.
Overall, the Proteas have not been involved in too many test matches over the past 2 years compared to the likes of India, Australia, England, for example. There doesn't seem to be equal playing time for the various countries or members.
Yeah, I think we were just a bit unfortunate with COVID. A lot of our test series that included test matches were cancelled because or postponed with due to COVID. And I think we've always took pride in playing test cricket from a South African perspective. And yes, I think we need to start focusing on that again. We had a superb test side a few years ago when Russell Domingo was coach. So we need to get back to that where we focus on the test side and especially the longer versions. And that is where techniques are built around and guys like Peterson, Janssen will come into their own. And then eventually they can migrate over into good white ball cricketers and play the shorter versions of the game. But we will develop better cricketers in the longer versions, whether it's domestic four-day cricket or test cricket. That is where techniques get tested. And we've seen it over the last couple of test matches, whether it was here in South Africa or at the Ashes there, where good test matches were seen, and down in New Zealand as well. So test cricket, to me, is still alive and kicking. With all the other pressures of all the different competitions in the world, we have to up our game and try and compete in more of those type of competitions as well.
Just returning to the Proteas in this particular series, Shafiq, the opening partnership, we seem to be struggling to get going at the start of an innings. Is it time to bring in fresh blood, or do you think that we essentially have the correct squad there?
Yeah, that's probably one of the positions that has been not been settled. I think we had Peter Milan opening the batting. We've had Dean Elgar with Markram. So to me, I think Markram's best position will be in the middle order. That's just my personal opinion. And we must get Milan back to open the innings. He's an old-fashioned opening batsman that we need in test cricket. And we know what we have in Dean Elgar. He's going to fight and take the fight to the opposition. But we still need someone there. You've got to feel sorry for a player like Keegan Peterson. He's been in batting at three. He's probably been in the first or second over four or five times over the last couple of test matches he's played. So I agree, we need to sort the opening berth out. And that, to me, is something that they'll have to do in the next couple of months. Look for a spot in the middle order for Markram, because I still think he's good enough to play test cricket for South Africa. Just it's tough opening the batting against the new ball. You've got to sort out every single technical issue that you've got. And to me, that's going to be important that he gets an opportunity. And he's been shifted up and down the order a few times as well. So I think they must just settle with him in the middle order and forget about opening with him.
Milan is the opener?
Milan for me, he hasn't done badly when he played for South Africa as an opening batsman. So I would go with him. Unless there's someone else like Eddie Moore from here who can get more opportunities in the A side and maybe establish some sort of a good run where he can become an opening batsman is it's a specialist position, man. We can't manufacture them. You're either born to open or you've got to go and find that player to do that. So to me, that's probably the best options at the moment that you've got. We're really struggling. I mean, a few years ago, we had a number of options I remember a guy like Stephen Cook couldn't play until deep in his 30s because there were so many good opening batsman options at that time. So he only got his chance later in life. So to me, that's probably an area we need to look at.
Shafiq, off the field of play, South African cricket, Cricket South Africa, there have been ructions for the past few years. At board level, there have been dismissals, there have been suspensions, there have been appointments. We've had the social justice hearings, and it just feels as if it's got a bit messy. You'll have more insight than I do as to what's going on there. Your general thoughts and take on matters off field when it comes to South African cricket?
I think we were so fortunate that at least on the field, we're still competing. I mean, there's been so much happening off the field. And what I would like is Cricket South Africa just to appoint a CEO permanently so that at least there's someone that's accountable and responsible for leading the organization. We've had an acting person for a couple of, almost a couple of years, you can say. So we need to just maybe fill all the positions in the organization and start making people accountable for the various areas that they've got to perform in. The board settled now. There's no AGMs to worry about, and they must just get on with monitoring what the staff and what the people employed in cricket are doing. So to me, that's the most important thing. We've got to get on with the game. The game's much bigger than any individual, and that is something that people forget, is that we look at individuals, we don't look at the game of cricket itself. Cricket needs people, but the game don't need individuals.
As far as the social justice hearings go, Shafiq, match fixing and allegations of racism are two of the takes from that. And I'd be very interested in your thoughts on those two matters. Has the scourge of match fixing finally been dealt a death knell, do you think? And as far as the allegations of racism go, have we now dealt with those once and for all, or can we still expect those to rear their ugly head in the future?
Yeah, I think match fixing, let me touch on that first. I thought that was done and dusted before this SJN started. I mean, people were sent to prison. There was people banned for life. So to me, in my head, I thought that was done and dealt with in an appropriate manner. But somehow, there's allegations of people saying that they have been treated badly while the investigations were on. So I'm not too sure where that's going to end. And to me, if you're going to reopen that little can of worms, I don't know where it's going to end. The racism thing to me is something that's probably, and we've seen it worldwide now, where people will come up and we saw the one guy in the UK. I mean, it's things that happened so long ago. So I can't even remember what I ate last night. So to me, it's like quite difficult to think back 20, 30 years when I started playing, what issues I had. But the bottom line for me is it needs to be dealt with in an appropriate and like sober manner, first of all. And people need to actually know what they're complaining about. And that to me is the thing. I haven't really listened to many of these things on SJN because it was time consuming and I was quite busy at the time anyway. So I didn't have much time to listen into it. But there's just the reactions on social media of the different people giving their stories. Surely we need to hear it. If people felt so strongly about it, then it needs to come out. But it needs to come out and it needs to be dealt with in a way. I'm not too sure if what the outcome and what Cricket South Africa wants to get out of the SJN. I don't know what the plan was in the first place, if how they want to deal with it and what they're going to do with the information. And that is going to happen now because the report's out and someone needs to now act on it. And who, I'm not too sure. It's going to take that task on of addressing these issues. And there's a lot of allegations against individuals and people. So to me, that is it's the sensitive part and how you're going to deal with it because it's not going to be easy.
Final question, Shafiq, you personally, your involvement with cricket, are you still involved with the commentary team? Are you focusing on administration? What does the future hold for you personally?
Yeah, I've been involved here at EP. Obviously, I'm just moved back to Warriors. I've been in an acting role at EP Cricket at the CEO position, but I've given that up. I've gone back to the Warriors just looking after the team at the moment, and I do a bit of commentary obviously around the schedules here. So, yes, I'm still around the game. It's a little bit difficult just to walk away completely. But like I said to my wife the other day, I said, you've got to slowly just get other stuff going. You can't just leave cricket alone. So I'm still with the Warriors. That's why we're busy with the four-day game. The Rocks versus the Warriors at St. George's this next couple of days. So that's where I am for the next few days.
Well, we appreciate you joining us right here on that Weekend Feeling today. Shafiq Abrams, many thanks. Have a good day. And here's hoping for a Proteas win against the Indians in that test decider at Newlands.
Thanks, Dee. And yes, we need to quieten those Kohli mouths and all those oaks hanging around the stump mics for good for the next couple of weeks.
That was that Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.